we're going on now to Wilshire, and this is an old theater where there had been some reported activity.
Yes.
Right? All right. Number six.
You're going to hear this person that was with us say, "And what the hell was that pound over there?" They had heard a noise, and he asked Brendan, "You heard it, didn't you?" And Brendan responds, "Yeah." And then it sounds like a young girl to me that responds, and the EVP. And what Brendan hears is something different than what I hear. He hears, "I'm seeing a whole bunch down there," and I hear, "I see a hole down there."
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Number six.
What the hell was that pound over there?
You heard it too, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, that's not as clear as you would have it be. It is obviously, however, a child's voice ostensibly saying, "I'm seeing a whole bunch down here," and I sort of hear part of that, and part of it is not too clear to me, but again, a child's voice.
Yes. It sounds like a young girl to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, that was another one of the ones I really had to listen to quite a few times before I came up with, you know, that's what I thought it was saying. And again, Barbara said she thinks it's saying something completely different. Well, I wouldn't say completely different, but she doesn't hear one or two of the words that I hear.
Okay. I would tend to agree with Barbara. What do you hear, Barbara?
What I'm hearing is, "I see a hole down here."
Fascinating. It'll be interesting to see what the audience thinks. These are what they are, folks. They're recorded. I fully understand that you would be surprised, you all, at some of the anger that comes. And fear equals anger more times than not. I have found that when people are afraid of something, they get angry. You know, that's a bunch of junk. Whatever. They just get angry. Their response is anger. And I don't know that I understand that, but on the other hand, yes, I do. Number seven, let's keep moving. Wilshire.
All right. Now, this one, this was recorded by my wife, and it was just my wife and our other investigator named Barry, and they had just opened up this, it was almost like a manhole cover in the ground, and it led to this whole other room below the theater. And they just lifted up the cover, and then you hear Barry say, "Hey, is Jimmy Hoffa in there?" And then you're going to hear this man, it's kind of an older sounding man. It sounds like he says, "Did you feel that?"
I wonder if he was referring to, in the one you just played, the first Wilshire, what you said, "What the hell was that pound over there?" Was it pounding on the wall or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
there was a noise.
It was a really, just a loud thud.
A loud thud. Well, in this next one, if he's saying, "Did you feel that?" he might have been referring to how much difference in time was there between the two?
Oh, this was hours. I mean, between the two, this was probably 2 hours later at least.
Okay, so no apparent connection. All right, number seven, please.
"Hey, is Jimmy Hoffa in there?"
Boy, I don't get that at all. I don't get "Did you feel that" at all out of that.
Really?
Yeah, really. Barbara, is that what you heard?
No. I don't know what I heard on it. I heard a voice that shouldn't have been there.
Right. But there was a voice. There was a voice, but I couldn't tell at all what it was saying. Now, maybe I just was not listening carefully. Let's do it one more time. Number seven, please listen carefully.
"Hey, is Jimmy Hoffa in there?"
I'm sorry, I don't get that at all. That one was a mystery to me completely. Some of them are just you know, there's no question about it. But that, to me, was just gibberish. I didn't get it. Sorry. All right, number nine.
All right. Now, this one, this actually refers to the previous voice that you said you couldn't really hear, where Barry's saying, hey, is Jimmy Hoffa down there?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to also hear Barry say, if you stick your camera down there, don't drop it. And then you're going to hear a, sounds to me like a child, saying, can I see it?
All right, number nine.
If you stick your camera down there, don't drop it.
Mm-hmm. That, again, is a child's voice. Gee, we're reaching that 50% mark easily. Can I see it is what the child says, and I think that is exactly what the child says. But we'll do it one more time. Please, number nine.
You can stick your camera down there, won't drop it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you have it, and I agree. Can I see it? And again, I'm bothered by these children. Gosh.
Well, it almost sounds like a curious kind of voice. Like the child is curious about, you know, the equipment, the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, can I see it?